So, without further ado, we're going to go into a section that is very important. This is our next generation, the next generation of Stoke Newington young people coming up. Isn't that beautiful that we have young people growing up in our church and we're nurturing them and we're blessing them and preparing them so that God can use them? So today, over to Itahan and to Beverly for our next generation slot.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to be just talking a little bit about the 0 to 6 year olds. In Matthew 19, verse 14, Jesus says, "Let the little children come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." One of the most important things that you could ever teach your child is to have a relationship with God. But how do you make God real? He is someone that cannot be seen. It may seem intangible, yet the world teaches our children that there's tooth fairies, Santa Claus, and all manners of things that don't really exist, and children believe in them. So how can we make God real for our children? Ever since my children were born, I told them that mummy loves you, daddy loves you, but best of all, God loves you. And I tried to present God to them. Interestingly, when I was growing up, I didn't realize that having a relationship with God was so important. You just believe in God because that's what you're told to do. I went to Stoke Newington Church every week, did worship at home, did my Bible lessons, but I didn't really actually understand why I was doing it. I was just expected to do it because my mother and father told me so. So for me, as a parent, making God real to my children had been a challenge. But I talked to my children about God and what he's done for me and what he's doing for them, whether it's waking them up each morning, giving me money to provide food and clothes and nice toys and things for them, and praying to God, talking to God, and saying why it's so important for us to read the Bible and pray every day. And as I said, sometimes it's been a struggle, but I want to share a story with you of when I found out that my daughters had more faith in the living God than I even have. Well, did. Okay. So my husband's not British. He lives and works in Qatar. And for the last 2 years, we've had him visit us two or three times a year, spending up to nearly 2 months with us each time. So when we said goodbye to him on the 31st of December 2019, we were sure that we was going to see him in May. My brother's wedding was booked for June 2020, and my husband was supposed to be a groomsman. And we expected him just to be there May 2020. And lo and behold, coronavirus lockdown came in March. So we were still thinking, okay, he'll be able to travel, but travel from Qatar was banned. And for 9 long months, we had not physically seen my husband. Anyway, my daughters found this really difficult. This had been the longest time they'd been away from their father. And although we communicated through WhatsApp and Zoom, as the months dragged on, it came to a point where they weren't keen to talk to their dad on devices anymore. It became too painful because Baba, as they called him, just wasn't there. And they found it really hard. Anyway, so God blessed us that in December, my husband was able to come and we had really good times and the girls were really happy. And I knew he was to go back in November. So we started talking about it and preparing the girls. So I'd say, Barbara's going to go, but we're praying that he'll come back and then eventually we'll work on having him stay. But these things happen, he has to go. So my daughters began to pray. And the prayer was that their barber was going to stay in England forever. One of my daughters even prayed that he wouldn't get the money to buy the ticket back to Qatar. And you know, there was a point when that even worked because we had a little bit of delay getting him the tickets for leaving. But eventually we had the ticket and he was going. And he was going on November the 19th to be exact. So we said goodbye to him and the girls, they cried profusely. He dropped them off at school and I dropped him off at the train station to catch the train to Stansted Airport. It was really sad, but I had faith that God will bring him back maybe in a few months. Anyway, as far as I was concerned, he was on the plane. He had sent me a message that he was sitting on the plane just before takeoff, heading to Turkey. Then he'll get a joining flight that will take him to Qatar. So I came home, picked up the children. We had worship. And during worship, both my children prayed that their dad will be in England forever. And I have to admit, I felt pity for them because I knew he was already gone on the plane. So I thought, oh, these poor little children, you know, they're praying for God to make their Baba stay forever. And he's already on the flight. So I was going to say to them, you know what, God answers prayers, but sometimes it takes a little while. But I thought, I'm not going to crush their little hearts just now, maybe in a day or two. But they were fervent that their father was going to be here in the morning, and they were really strong believers. So me of little faith was like, okay. So in the middle of the night, I woke up to see a message on my phone with a ticket saying return to the UK. I thought this was strange. I ignored the message. I just thought maybe my husband had sent me a ticket of arrival to Qatar and there was a mistake. Then I usually wake up at 4 a.m. for my morning prayer and devotion. And there was a phone call from my husband saying that he had been stuck in Istanbul for several hours and that they were sending him back to on a flight to UK free of charge. And I was in shock. Anyway, I didn't tell my girls. We had morning worship and they said the same prayer about their Baba being there. So I collected him. It was Friday, I remember, because my girls go to Highland House School and it was half day. So basically I collected my husband, but because of isolation rules, I kept him in the car and we collected the girls. And he stayed in the car and I went to pick them up. And when they saw their father in the car, they were so happy. But they wasn't shocked or surprised because God was going to answer their prayer. And that following worship, they said, thank you, God, for answering our prayer. And that was it. So now we're in the process of applying for my husband's stay. And there's been so many miracles that there's not enough time for me to share with you. But I just want to share that the children's prayer is powerful. It's amazing. They had pure faith that God was not going to disappoint them, that God was going to answer their prayer. And that was it. There was no doubt, no fear that it wasn't going to work. And that was a lesson for me. We say that we have faith, but God has asked us to be like children. In Matthew 18, verses 2 and 3, Jesus invited a child to stand among them and said, truly, I tell you, he said, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And my children totally trusted in God. And I talked to them about who Jesus is and what God is to them. And I want to share some pictures. I'm sorry, I was supposed to send this to Donna, but didn't get around to it. So hopefully you can see it. So this is from my younger daughter, Ali, and she wrote, God is my superhero. And that's just a superhero she made, but God is my superhero. And my oldest daughter did, God is my healer. And there's a sick baby in a bed, and God has sent an angel to heal her. And I've got actually so many testimonies that this is very special to me, and I've got testimonies about that, but we don't have that time. And Sister Lorraine told me I only got 5 minutes, so I won't go into it. But I just wanted to share that with you, okay? And basically, I wanted to just share a little advice about helping your child develop a relationship with God. And I must admit it, I don't have all the answers, but prayer is of utmost importance. You know, you need to pray alone, pray with your children, ask your extended family to pray, pray with church. You know, we're in times where Satan is attacking our children through TV, social media devices, sadness and depression. Our little kids are sad because they're missing out on school, they're missing their extended family. There's hunger and poverty happening in London right now, you know, that are affecting our children. And the only weapon we have is our faith in God and prayer. So as a parent, as a grandparent, uncle, aunt, we have to be approachable. Remember, we were all children once too. And this generation is inquisitive. Let them ask you questions. When God has done something for you, you share it with them. When you're going through something difficult, just saying, you know what, I'm asking God to help me, is an example to your to our young ones. And we need to talk to them. Really. And, you know, sometimes my mom looks at my grandchildren and think, you know, if you had said these things to me when I was that age, you know what would happen. But sometimes I want them to be open because I want them to feel that they can come to me. And if not, they can go to God. So I want us to pray together for the 0 to 6 children, age children. So if you can close our eyes. Okay. Lord, we come together to talk to you because we recognize that you are the most powerful being in the whole universe. God, you are sufficient. You are omnipotent. Your awesomeness goes beyond our imagination. We humbly bring before you the gifts that you have blessed with us with, the 0 to 6-year-olds, that you may cover them with the blood of Jesus. From the babies that are conceived in their mother's wombs and you are knitting into beings, to the toddlers, the preschoolers, the school starters. Lord, we come to you because in this world of sin, we need you. We need you to protect them, to show them that you love them abundantly. Whether they are dealing with the effects of COVID-19, missing their friends, missing school, whether they're dealing with hunger, misunderstanding, confusion, even a level of depression, Lord, only you have the answer. And you told us to ask and we will receive. So we are asking you, Lord, today, Heavenly Father, to be a guide to parents, to be a comfort to the children, to show that your redeeming love is all that we need. I pray for the extended family, the church, the teachers, caregivers that will impact our children's lives. I pray that each child develops a one-to-one relationship with you. And I thank you for answering my prayer in the most holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us, Itan. It is marvelous. I love the superhero. I really do think I need you to put that up one day for us so that we could really take a good look at it. Thank you so much. Yay! Isn't that beautiful? Beverly? I see Beverly has her family there with her.
Yes.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Good night, everyone. I can't hear anybody. Oh, everybody's on mute.
Yes, right.
I'm here.
Oh, my. Good evening, everyone.
Give
oh,
Beverly a wave. Give hey, Beverly hello. A wave. Hello. That's hello.
With all this lockdown and everything, we could have, if we didn't have this technology, we wouldn't be able to reach out. And it's so important that because of technology, we can. My topic was, I just wanted the children to know how truly special they are. I remember as a child growing up, going to church was just the norm. It was just something you did because your parents told you to, and you could never say, oh, I want to stay in bed. I don't want to go to church. You know, it just was not heard of. So really for us, it was, I mean, for me personally, it was just something that you did. But actually getting to know Jesus as a child that didn't come till later. You know, it didn't come till later, much, much later in my life. And I feel that it's so important that children at a very, very young age should know, like as Itahan said, the children can go on their knees and beg Jesus and say, I don't want daddy to go, and really, truly believe it, that it will happen. It's so important. Because I tell you something, I've said to, I mean, when we have our children's Sabbath school meeting, Caroline, Itahan and myself, and we talk about these things because we feel so passionate about the children. And we talked about how when children pray, there is no doubt in their mind that what they pray for, they really believe it. We as adults, we pray, but we're still thinking, is God really going to answer that prayer? We still have doubt. Children are so innocent. They want this, and they say, you know what? I'm going to pray about it. And they know that they're going to have it. That is why we have to become like little children all over again before we can actually see the kingdom of heaven. So what I'm talking about today is every child here is special and is here for a reason. Isn't that amazing? God chose you before the world was created to be his very own. You were born into this world for a purpose. Did you know that he has a special plan for your life and only you can fulfill it? How does that make you feel? I think pretty special, I would think. It should do, because you are. There is nobody else that can ever take your place in this universe. They won't be able to fulfill your purpose because God has designed it only for you and you only. No one else has your personality, your abilities, or your gifts to carry out the calling God has for you. Only you can, because God has created you to fulfill it. So know your purpose, know your destiny, and live it out in your life. You are the next generation for God. Yes, you are the next generation for God, the men and women of tomorrow. To the children of Stokey, I pronounce a blessing on you. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon your face. May God be gracious to you. May you find favor in God's eyes. May you have peace all the days of your life. May the Lord keep you from all harm as you trust in him. May he watch over your life, your coming and your going, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to say, I might have gray hairs, but I'm still a child of God, and I am truly receiving that blessing for myself as well, Beverly. All right. I am receiving that, you know. And I was just going to say, I encourage all of us to just really embrace that. But yes, that is truly a blessing and a half for our next generation. So I really thank you for that.